I'm John DiLiberto, and you're hearing the Echoes Podcast. Today, I've got a review of our March CD of the Month, Transcendence, by guitarist Daniel Voth. Ever since Michael Hedges and Stanley Jordan began tapping their guitars, just about every fingerstyle acoustic player has taken up the technique. While many of them have a lot of chops, most of them forget something about Hedges in particular. He was a great composer as well. Daniel Voth didn't forget. Daniel Voth is one of those tappers who began as a metalhead, sharpening his teeth on Metallica. He moved from metal to progressive rock with a group called Melodrama, and then a return to classical guitar and the discovery of guitar tapper Andy McKee sent him in a new direction. But Voth has taken a different approach, enhancing his guitar with electronic processing. In his hands, sometimes a guitar doesn't sound like a guitar, even when it's from a fingerstyle wizard. The first track of his dynamic new album, Transcendence, actually starts with an ebow vibrating the string as it fades in like a mournful wail, or, given that he says the track represents a day from beginning to end, a morning yawn. But there is nothing mournful or boring about that track, a dynamic two-handed tapping whirlwind that creates counter melodies on the strings and rhythms on the body of the guitar. Transcendence is spelled trance as in a trance, and dance as in let's dance. In the middle is an N, so it could be read as transcendence. It isn't a straight guitar record. Voth has surrounded himself with lush instrumental backing, including strings, pedal steel guitar, and voice. And that's just the second track, Absent. Voth uses backwards processing the ebow and other effects to enhance his guitar playing, and when that isn't enough, there are sample and hold synthesizer effects and guttural vocal distortions on tracks like Pie Circus, Alien, and Dinner Guests. And And then on Nova, he's got the voice of the late astronomer Carl Sagan.
The Earth is a very small stage in a vast cosmic arena. Think of the rivers of blood spilled by all those generals and emperors, so that in glory and triumph they can become the momentary masters of a fraction of a dot.
But it's tracks like Brazil that really highlight Voth's playing and conception. It starts as a raging two-handed tapper, and then delays slip in, and with overlapping lines and distortion, you're suddenly in a very different acoustic space. The bulk of Daniel Voth's transcendence is taken up by a seven-part suite called TSOTU, or The Soundtrack of the Universe. He had initially released that on a previous CD with that name. It begins in a dynamic Game of Thrones mood with swooning synth strings and guitar-struck punctuations over pounding, electronically distorted percussion. The cinematic approach continues throughout the suite with classical strings and heavy percussion, and often that just comes from Voth's guitar. Through it all, he builds melodies one on top of the other, sometimes in a maze of delays like he does on the furiously tapped title track. The redshift movement spins you into a stratospheric freefall, finally ending with a sweeping string quartet. The compositional aspect of Transcendence is made clear on the album's prettiest tune, Staring at the Sun, which would have been a perfect sweet ender, a song of affirmation and hope. In many ways, Transcendence is an acoustic guitar album for progressive rockers, with its sonic explorations, rhythmic shifts, and dramatic melodic themes. And Voth did play in a progressive metal band in his not distant youth. I've never heard of Voth before, even though he apparently has 9 previous albums out, but I can't imagine a better place to start than Transcendence. It's our CD of the month for March. Find out about the Echoes CD of the Month Club by going to echoes.org. Our review of Daniel Voth's Transcendence was written by me, John DiLibretto, and produced by Jeff Town. Thanks for tuning in to the Echoes podcast today. Go to echoes.org to find out more. I'm John DiLiberto. Be sure to keep an eye out for more Echoes interviews at echoes.org or the Echoes newsletter.